And we're talking about a mountain today, or should I say the mountain, Mount Rainier. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and we're going to discuss the unique weather features of Mount Rainier. Cliff, this is a huge piece of rock in our midst. How does it affect the weather?
Well, Bellamy, Mount Rainier is a huge barrier to the flow coming in off the Pacific Ocean. And the first thing it does is cause a major increase of precipitation. As the air goes up the windward or the southwest side of the mountain, we tend to get heavy precipitation. And for instance, Paradise gets about 112 inches a year. And as the airflow goes over the mountain and descends, it dries because air tends to get compressed and warmed as it sinks. So it's much drier on the lee side. So we have a rain shadow to the northeast of Rainier in which precipitation is much less. For instance, even Sunrise, which is up quite high around 6,000 feet, gets only about 75 inches a year, and some places get even less. So one big thing is heavier precipitation on one side and lighter precipitation on the other.
It also gets a lot of snow.
That's absolutely right. Paradise, which is just perfectly located up in the mountain that's high enough to get a lot of precipitation, but also cold, gets huge amounts of snow. In fact, back in 71, 72, Mount Rainier, there at Paradise, enjoyed the all-time record annual snowfall for any place, and I mean any place in the world. And that was about 1,122 inches. Extraordinary.
How much is that in feet?
93.5 feet. That's a lot of snow.
It sure is.
And it wasn't until 98, 99 that Mount Baker took the record away. But amazingly large snowfall on the windward side, the southwest side of the mountains.
How does it affect the wind?
Well, the winds increase greatly as they're pushed up, hits the slope of the mountain, and it accelerates. So some places on that mountain are terribly windy. For instance, Camp Muir, which is a little over 10,000 feet high, it is not unusual for them to get winds gusting above 150 miles per hour. So the upper part of the mountain can be very, very windy during the winter.
Wow, that is amazing. Another really amazing feature are some of the clouds that come off of this mountain. My favorite, of course, the lenticular clouds, those lens-shaped ones.
That's right. So as the air approaches the mountain, it's forced to rise, and eventually it rises enough that the clouds form. And so very often you'll see a cloud at the top of the mountain. It's called a cap cloud, and it often has a lens shape to it. And, you know, that cloud could be by itself, but frequently we have a whole range of clouds that are downstream of the mountain. And those are mountain wave clouds. They're also lenticular clouds. And so what happens is the air's pushed up the mountain. You get one cloud. But as the air goes down, it sinks for a while, but then it rises again. And then it sinks again. It's sort of like a swing. You give it a hit and it goes back and forth. Well, air does the same thing. And you can have a whole string of these lenticular or lens-shaped clouds downstream in the mountain. And sometimes, in fact, it could be at multiple levels. You can get what looks like plates of these lenticular clouds, one above another.
And they famously were mistaken for flying saucers many decades ago.
That's right. We can be proud here in Washington State that the UFO craze started here in 1948. A private pilot, Kenneth Arnold, was flying from the east side to the west side of our state. And he was flying right near Mount Rainier. And he saw some of these lenticular clouds. And he thought they looked like a flying saucer. And as the flow changed, these flying saucers, these clouds moved very quickly. And so at least he thought, and several other people thought, that the only explanation would have to be some visitation from another world. But we know today that this is basically a mountain wave cloud produced by Mount Rainier.
Cliff, what's your favorite place on the mountain to observe some of this weather phenomena?
Well, my favorite place to go hiking is Sunrise, because I know that the weather's more reliable there. Winds are generally coming from the southwest, so Sunrise is in the lee, in the rain shadow of the mountain, and so often it's a good place to hike, even on cloudy days at Paradise and on the other side.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.